weekend, over the weekend, or did you have anything happen over the weekend that we ought to know about?
We had kind of an amusing little story. About 3:45 Saturday morning, a gentleman in the Milton area heard what sounded like his garage door open. So he went out to investigate, and he found a young man burglarizing one of his vehicles parked in his garage. So he took the kid into custody, zip-tied him, and called us. And when our deputies arrived on scene, the young man was in custody. All we had to do was give him a ride and do the paperwork.
I love it when the citizens do your work for you, right?
I'm telling you, it doesn't get any easier than that.
So I have questions, okay? Because I love the way you guys describe things sometimes. Oh, he took him into custody. Well, I bet there was a story in between the, hey, what are you doing in my garage? And he's in zip ties waiting for the officers to get there. Did he have to fight him? Or, did he have a weapon?
Well,
I don't know.
What it sounds like to me in reading the report was the homeowner grabbed him and took hold of him and was able to summon a neighbor. He walked over to his neighbor's house or called his neighbor out, and between the two of them, they put zip ties on his hands to keep him from running off.
Wow. And so you said garage door. How did he get into the garage door?
Now that I don't know. If it was unlocked or if he actually had to break something to get in, I'm not sure.
But, okay.
It was in the garage of the home.
But anyway, he found him inside his garage, which is concerning. I tend to keep my car. I'm sure I'm not alone. I always lock my car when it's outside of my house. I don't lock my car inside the garage. Do you guys recommend that you lock cars inside the garage?
You know, it's a matter of personal preference. I do. If I'm not in my vehicle, period, I lock it. It doesn't matter where it's at. Just to establish that habit. Every time I exit my vehicle, I lock it as a matter of habit. So whether it's in a garage or outside is immaterial.
And I guess some garages are more vulnerable than others, perhaps if you've got a window or a door, whereas ours doesn't really have that. I can see it. But, man, it's one more step. I know some people, you want to just get people outside to lock their door. I mean, let's get everybody doing that, inside the car. And certainly I can see the point. Like, I never keep a firearm in the car when I'm not in it. So I can understand why that would be more of a threshold that you might think about. You guys also had a weird story from, what was it, last Thursday or Wednesday or something like that, with, what was it, an argument outside of a restaurant or a strip mall or something that wound up with a guy getting run over. What happened here?
What it sounds like to me in reading that report, there were two ladies that had some kind of verbal altercation inside Sally's Beauty Supply. The altercation moved outside, and a gentleman that was with one of the ladies stepped in to intervene. And at some point, he was standing in front of a vehicle. The vehicle took off and kind of forced him up on the hood of the vehicle. So one of the ladies that was driving the car was charged with aggravated battery with a motor vehicle.
Wow. Again, I have questions about the from the beginning to the end. You know, how does this transpire exactly? But I don't know. You know what I always tell my boys? And look, I have three boys, so they fight all the time. You know, I have three, 12, 14, and 16, so they're always at each other. And my basic piece of advice to them is just separate. Just separate.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a different part of the house. It seems like a lot of adults could use that advice.
You know, that's a very poignant reminder of just that. You know, this not being familiar with the case, I wasn't there, but it really sounds like to me there were at least three adults that weren't really behaving like adults, and that's probably how this thing got blown out of proportion. And most of the disturbances we respond to are very similar to that, in that if people would just act like adults, we wouldn't get called.
You know, and it's just, I remember when we did martial arts, you know, one of the things you learn is you learn what you need to respond to and what you don't need to respond to. And, you know, you learn how to walk away. You learn how to run away. You learn how to, you know, it's that ego gets and you get worked up and your blood gets going and you just got to have that last word. You got to have that last insult. And, you know, a lot of jails would be a lot less full if people would learn to not have that last word, don't you think?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Wow, fantastic. Anything else we need to know this morning from the Sheriff's Office in Santa Rosa County, Chief?
things are going good. We certainly appreciate our citizens, and just let them know that we're here for them. Whatever we can do to help them, give us a call.
Hey, I got an odd just kind of top of the mind it occurs to me question. Now, I know Gulf Breeze has a police department, which is separate from the sheriff's office, but I know y'all work very closely together. Have you noticed any shift in service calls that, you know, like away from Gulf Breeze and the South End with the bridge being out and maybe more towards Milton Pace area as a result of there being more traffic in that vicinity, whether it's traffic related or other crime of opportunity related? Have you noticed anything like that in the last 2 months since Sally?
You know, I don't have any hard data or anything. I haven't actually researched that.
Uh-huh.
What I can tell you is to that point, there are more traffic incidents and things like that going on as a result of that congestion in the Avalon area, the Garzon area, and things like that. Traffic crashes and things like that.
Okay. I mean, I figure that it just kind of occurs to me that, you know, when you don't have people driving through, you have less opportunity for crime. That's kind of what I was just curious about. And by the way, oh, my God, we were in Santa Rosa County. I hadn't been in Santa Rosa County since the storm, frankly. And we were in there the other day going through that Avalon, and this was at an off hour. Oh, man, that's a mess. And I was there at not the peak time. That is.
I know what you mean.
Oh,
I was there
God.
The other day for the first time in a long time, and it was horrifying.
All I was doing was trying to go north on Avalon, and the way that new configuration is with the traffic cones and the separation and the okay, they can't get that bridge fixed
soon
enough.
And I'm afraid it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, why is that?
I suppose just a pessimistic view.
Oh, well, fingers crossed, let's hope not. But, you know, it's definitely not good at the moment. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker, he is the Chief Deputy for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for keeping our community safe. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you later.